Welcome to the next episode of the Mental Health and Wellbeing in COVID-19, in, during, after, as a result of COVID-19. This webinar series that is aimed at helping you to flourish during this time. Today, we're going to be looking at what you will experience during this phase of reintegration. The day that this episode is going live is the end of what has been termed here in South Africa, the lockdown, where we've all been staying home and where industry has pretty much been shut down. But in the next couple of days and weeks, we're shifting into a season where we are trying to reintegrate back into society, out of social distancing, obviously with certain levels and a phased approach. But as we reintegrate, there are going to be challenges. And today we're going to be talking about what you can experience, what you can expect to experience during that time. We're going to get Mark Baker back on, more about him in a second. If you don't know who he is, for those of you who were with us in the first few weeks, you will, of course, remember him. He was with us each day. Okay, so again, just to remind you, the purpose of this webinar series is to provide you with tools and resources to help you flourish in this time and throughout this time. My dog is barking. Excuse my dog. And after this time, into the world that is coming. Brought to you by Migro, the emotional intelligence platform. Sign up for free access at migro.me. We have made a subscription available to you if you have been logging into this webinar series. I trust that you've been doing it. If you haven't, why not? You better get on it. That's what's going to grow these competencies and these skills that you need to flourish in this time. And of course, it's where you get the daily resources as well. If you don't know how to get there, it's the COVID-19 free trial at the top of our website, or maybe it'll just say free trial. And once you're on there, go to the COVID-19 tab and you can get access to the previous webinars, the whole series, of course, and then these resources. As you can see, we've been building up quite a set of resources over this series. Okay, quick recap on the previous episode before we move on. We looked at this connection again between physical and mental health. And we discussed this field of psychoneuroimmunology. We had an interview, a chat with Dr. Kanile about this connection between the two. Some key tips. One of the things she mentioned to us was to be aware of what's happening in our bodies when it comes to our health. And some advice for the way forward is to make sure that we are watching or prioritizing a good diet, good regular sleep, at least a little bit of exercise, and then, of course, water intake. Many of us know these things already, but it's really good to just be reminded of them again. So that's what we looked at in the previous episode. Today, we are going to be talking about what you are going to experience. What you will experience during reintegration. We're going to look at this question of why is change so tough? Because it is. We know it. I know it. You know it. We've experienced that toughness. Some of us maybe deal with it better than others, but it is difficult. And we're going to look at why that is. We're going to unpack some of the challenges that we're going to face as the future comes towards us. And then we're going to answer these questions of how do we reignite ourselves, our organizations, as we reintegrate. Okay, so that brings us to our guest today. He's not really a guest, he's an old favorite. Old friend of mine, Mark Baker, my colleague from Migro, the CEO of Migro. He is an organizational psychologist. Now, throughout his whole career, he has focused on how to get people to operate effectively as individuals, but also as groups. He works a lot with management teams, or has over his career worked a lot with management teams, with different organizations, sometimes with a whole organization, helping them to align and be able to work effectively together. Because of course, doing that means we need to navigate so many different individual and personal needs and dynamics. And of course, in this
psychological
time, so many needs, so many dynamics that we are experiencing in different ways. So he really is the right man to speak to about this. He is a specialist in emotional intelligence. And as I say, the CEO and co-founder, he's the founder of Migro, the emotional intelligence platform that is bringing this series to you. So let's get Mark on the call. Okay, Mark, can you hear me? Can I hear you? Can I see you?
Yes. Yes, I can. Good to be back with you, Theron.
There you are. Welcome back. Hey, it's been a while since you had a slot on the webinar episode.
You've been making friends with some celebrities in the last few webinars, hey?
Well, you know, if you hadn't laid the groundwork at the beginning, if I couldn't say to them, I've already done 3 weeks of webinars with Mark Baker, then who would have known if that actually
happened? Oh, whatever.
Anyway, let's dive in. Mark, here's my first question for you today. As we look at the fact that we're going to be faced with so much change, and as we each know from our own personal experience that we struggle with change, could you maybe walk us through why change is difficult for us, psychologically speaking?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a whole lot of theories around change and why change is difficult. You know, sometimes it involves loss, sometimes it involves grief, you know, the type of change, whether it's forced on you or not. But something that I think is quite helpful for this particular time in terms of change comes from Cohen and Sherman just writing about a key kind of need that people have to maintain a sense of global personal adequacy. And what that essentially means is that all of us want to feel a sense that we are adequate as human beings. A little bit like the I'm okay that we discussed in one of the previous webinars. But literally, I'm okay in terms of how I can act in the world. And the problem with the kind of change that we're facing now in reintegration is that we're going back to a world that we kind of knew, but we don't really know exactly how it's going to be. And will we be adequate to face that world? And what they suggest is that when change happens, this need for a global sense of personal adequacy essentially gets flipped on its head. And when it gets turned upside down, you know, people become a little bit unstable. And part of the reason for that is that they suggest there's this threat to self-adequacy, almost like a question that rises up subconsciously. Am I adequate for this moment? And then, you know, as a result of that that threat to self-adequacy, because the answer typically for us is no, maybe I won't be adequate, is there's these self-protective defenses that seem to come up, which increases stress, and from their research seems to lower our ability to perform well in navigating the change. And so what's key here is that there's certain very specific, simple things that can be done amidst change to maintain that sense of personal adequacy. And they suggest, and in some of their research, they suggest that these self-affirmation techniques are very powerful in maintaining that sense of global personal adequacy. And there are many different ways of doing techniques like this that I'm sure we'll make available in the extra resources. But essentially, these are acts that demonstrate one's personal adequacy. And so they can be from small things like writing about one's values quite consciously, doing something like that, or caring for one's children or pets. Even things like cleaning the house or spending time with friends, or one of the techniques we've done before, using signature strengths, you know, which I know is available in the extra resources. These are all things that can help to affirm ourselves and our sense of adequacy in the world. I don't know if you want to jump in there, Theron.
Yeah, just, you know, a psychologist sometimes use words that are a bit confusing. Well, confusing for the rest of us who don't have psychology degrees. When you say a global need, are you meaning everyone in the world has this need? Global sense of personal adequacy. What is that? What do you mean when you say global? Do you mean it? What do you mean? I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, the word global here is used to mean in every context. In other words, that when I go into any context of my life, in other words, the global part of my life, the entire part of my life, I take into those different parts of my life a sense that I have some kind of personal adequacy somewhere, even if it's in a different part of the globe of my life.
Okay.
So while I'm reintegrating back into work, I might not feel adequate in terms of this new work environment, but man, I feel at least adequate as a parent or as a friend or as someone that's able to maintain my home or as a human being in some other context of life.
Okay.
Very interesting. We use this word global to refer to emotional intelligence competencies. They're a global set of competencies, meaning they apply in every part of our lives. So let me jump onto another thought here, Theron. You know, while this is why change might be quite tough for many people going forward, you know, there is another reason neurologically that change is going to be a little tricky for people up ahead. And it comes from this concept of neuroplasticity, which we've come close to in some of the earlier webinar series some of the earlier webinar episodes around emotional addiction. And essentially, it comes from that concept of cells that fire together, wire together, or neurons that fire together, wire together. We've mentioned neural pathways or neural nets in a number of the different webinar episodes. And essentially, neuroplasticity literally means what the word says. Neuro from neurons that you can see on the screen there. And plasticity, from that word plastic, meaning bendable, moldable, reshapable. And so, you know, the way our neurons are remoldable and reshapable is responsible both for the habits that we form, in other words, cells that fire together, wire together, but also they are responsible for change. In other words, we can unhabit ourselves. And some of the struggle up ahead, Theron, and for the listeners, is essentially that now we have rehabituated ourselves into the lockdown habits or lockdown daily routines that we have. And we now are going to need to rehabituate ourselves to going back to traffic, to work, to start times, and all of that. I know you shared quite a lot about just the neurological wiring, Theron, yeah, through the webinar series. What do you think is going to be a big struggle in neurologically for people?
Well, I mean, interesting, we were discussing the word global a second ago, because I feel like it is global. The things that we are struggling, yeah, with psychologically, they impact everything. So, I mean, if I look at my own life as an example, the things that I'm struggling with is not just, you know, we're not just these compartmentalized beings. We even chatted in the previous webinar about the connection between the mental and physical health. And then Dr. Kanile was speaking about it's more than that. It's social. There's this, you know, I forget the term she used, but psychosocial, economic, I don't know what she said, but they're all connected. So if I look at my own life, I'm struggling with staying on top of my workload. I'm struggling with maintaining a family life where there's balance. I'm struggling with my own personal routines and habits. I feel like everything's been thrown up in the air. And I mean, I don't know if that answers your question. It probably doesn't answer your question. But I think I'm indicative, or I'm symptomatic of everyone. Many of us are struggling with many different things.
I think it does, Theron, because, you know, as you were sharing, I was thinking, you know, our neurons go with us everywhere we go. And so the neurological wiring that we've created now in lockdown goes with us into the reintegration. And we're going to need to rewire or change some of the neural pathways that we've had. And you touching on these different parts of your life just makes me think of some of the challenges. You know, in our team the other day, we were just talking about some of the challenges that people are going to be facing as this reintegration happens. And you can see there's a whole host of them that essentially are like a cloud over people. There's the negativity that we bring. In other words, our tendency to focus on the negatives or the threats. And we've chatted about that also in previous webinars. You know, reestablishing routines, the motivations that people have, different anxieties, conflict, confusion. I mean, there's a whole host. And then at the bottom, of course, there's obviously an endless list of some of the practical challenges that people need to face. I mean, I just think of people's financial situation with salary cuts and retrenchments, etc. Never mind some of the family dynamics that have got to do with, I mean, kids not being able to go back to school yet, and parents that have to actually physically go back to work, and what they're going to do, especially if there's no finances to get child support. So, you know, I think there's a whole lot of challenges that are going to be weighing people down in this time. And I think that speaks very much to your context, Theron, as you were describing. What do you think when you look at a visual like this in terms of all of these challenges we need to overcome?
I mean, what's interesting, if I look at this, there's a bunch of things at the top there in that lighter yellow that are quite abstract.
The more like emotional, psychological type, the more kind of internal struggles that we have.
I mean, I guess top right there, routines, that's very practical as well. But when we get down to the bottom, we see their finances, family, and then those other question marks, the more practical side of what we're struggling with. I mean, you talk about like the finances side and the family side. All these things are connected. And I'll give an example of that from my own life in a second. But they may look like these isolated little things, but actually they each of them, I think, are global. They all impact. They all impact on each other. And I mean, if I just think finances in our own family, I'm like, we're still paying school fees. And it looks like for half the year, we're going to be trying to do homeschooling ourselves. And then you start getting resentful, you know, which of course, you know, ties in there with negativity and all these things. So each of these things connect with each other. They're not isolated things. And then down the question marks at the bottom, you, as we say, your life, your lives as the viewers, they're very different. Everybody's dealing with different things. I mean, I can hear my dog barking right now. That's another point of anxiety for me. I know I've got neighbors who are trying to work from home. I'm trying to work from home. And here's this dog interrupting my webinar. I guess the bottom line I'm taking away from this is that it's, there is a complicated set of dynamics that all interplay and work off each other. And they each come with energy. They come with their own power and force, and they drive a certain direction. Maybe you can speak to that, Mark. What, like, how do these things move us? And what's the result?
I love what you're saying there, and especially in terms of power and energy. I like to think of it almost as weight. You know, each of these has a different weight or impact on each of us. And if you multiply this picture out, you know, every single person that is going to need to reintegrate into organizations comes with a very unique set of these factors flying around them. And they essentially are going to collide with every other person that they are interacting with. Yeah. And so, you know, something that I've spotted with the conversations we've been having at Migro on how to assist people in reintegrating properly is that there's going to be these conflicting needs that literally are going to jam into each other as people go back to work. And of course, not for everybody everywhere, but this is going to be a majority of people's experience. And it is this. It is that companies are coming with a certain set of needs that are the antithesis of the needs that individuals or employees are coming back to work with out of the lockdown. And just in very broad strokes, I mean, companies are coming back with the need for productivity, for focus, and for that to happen fast. And employees are coming back with a need for socialization, in other words, reconnecting with people that they have been disconnected to, with an orientation around this new world of work and what it looks like, and needing things to happen slowly because of our struggle with change. And so these are contradicting needs that are essentially going to collide with each other as people go back to work. And it reminds me a lot of, you know, Kurt Lewin is one famous, wonderful psychologist. You know, back in 1943, he came up with what was called the force field analysis model, where essentially he said that there's these conflicting forces that impact on a particular goal or on a particular system. And to be able to cause change effectively in a system or to achieve a goal effectively in that system, one needs to understand these different forces and be able to manage and navigate them. And what we're seeing now is essentially that the organization and the individual are coming back with very different and sometimes oppositional forces that we're going to need to navigate. You know, and with all of these arrows, I know in some of our conversations it started making me think of Elon Musk's concept of aligning vectors in an organization. And that essentially we need to, if we are going to succeed, all of us, in reintegration, the organizations need to succeed so we can all have jobs and income and get back to full salaries, etc. And individuals need to reintegrate. In other words, get back to a place of feeling motivated, finding well-being in their work, in their daily habits. And so there's an alignment that needs to happen of these vectors for individuals and for organizations to be able to integrate. And the reason we use the word reignition is I think there really is a sense in which there's an engine that we need to turn on again and get it running again as quickly as possible. You know, if we just consider some of the economic ramifications of the lockdown.
Can I just pause
and
you there?
I just want to
unpack that a little bit, because I was actually imagining that before you said it. This whole idea of, you know, if you have one force here and one force here, you're going to get some kind of energy. You think of, I don't know, it's Newton's laws of whatever. You're going to get some kind of explosion. You know, and we're all taught, and I'm trying to teach my kids, you know, the power of like the flame. Like my son was playing with a little lighter thing in the house yesterday. I was like, buddy, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that. It's dangerous. Add to that petrol. You know, we all know that you bring petrol together with a flame, you're going to get an explosion. But that's how an engine works. It is about bringing the power of a flame and the power of petrol. And then with that spark, creating energy. So it's by no means a bad thing that we have these these things in our personal lives, and we have these needs in our companies, and maybe finding the right way of igniting that well is a challenge. But actually, it's an exciting time because each of those things, they're not negatives in and of themselves. They come with weight. They come with power. And if we can realign those vectors, like you say, this can actually be a season of great growth and expansion. It's a tired old example, but we often talk, people often talk about how during wartime, that's when innovation increases. That's when new inventions come. Yeah. That's when things become efficient. And you can see that so clearly if you look at Second World War, the sort of technologically what was going on at the beginning of the war and what was going on at the end of the war. And I guess I'm just drawing the connection there because this is a moment, as we've said a number of times, when innovation will rise and we will be able to imagine a new world. Yeah. And this is, in the work context, the challenge we're going to have. How do we align ourselves with perhaps new kind of stresses, full day working professional, also trying to homeschool your kids? You know, those are new challenges, but actually they can bring really powerful forward momentum. Back to you.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on. I love your analogy of the ignition and the engine, Theron, because you know the other reality is also true. If you don't light the fuel in the engine to be contained and directed in terms of the momentum of the car, you just put petrol anywhere on the car and light it, well, the whole car's going to essentially explode, you know, and it's going to cause damage rather than movement, forward movement. And, you know, I think there's really three conceptual categories or stakeholders, if you like, that we have to make sure get this moment right. And those reignition stakeholders, if you like, are the organization and what it does to facilitate reintegration or reignition. What leaders do, because leaders, of course, represent the organization and play this role between the employees and the organization. And then, of course, the employees, you know, the humans that go back to work and essentially are achieving the goals of the organization facilitated by the leaders. And so we have to get this right. We have to get reintegration right. And we have to reignite things in a way that's going to be helpful and directional to achieve the appropriate goals to get the economy back
on track.
And I think
what's important to stress here as well is it's not just for the economy. It's to get everything back on track. Yep. This isn't a one side wins, the other side loses. It's about how do we reignite the economy, but also how do we reignite the family life? You know, we've been talking in these two binaries, I guess, for this episode. You know, we've used that recurring example. I've used it of homeschooling and working. It's not a case of we're going to flourish here and we're not going to flourish here. It's a case of how do we get it right so that everything flourishes, so that the lived human experience is one of flourishing.
So, I mean, you know, the question of how is the big one, you know. Certainly the organizations I'm involved with, there's a lot of great intention to reintegrate, but not a lot of resources in terms of practically how to do it in a way that's effective. And so something I'm very excited about is just that this creation of what's called a reignition support package, which is a whole host of resources being made available for those stakeholders. And Migro is obviously massively involved in this, but it's a subscription to the online platform that is Migro to develop, measure, and track emotional intelligence, the competencies that obviously make us great at managing ourselves and interacting with each other, which is desperately needed in this time. And then, you know, facilitations, you know, we've created this way of doing reintegration Zoom sessions for whole teams and whole organizations so that they can reintegrate and reignite what's needed effectively. You know, leadership tools through webinars and educational content that will really help leaders to facilitate meetings well and do well in this time. Integration webinars for individuals to help them navigate some of the aspects of change that they're going to need to face. A whole host of education, and something I'm very excited about is office hours that are being made available through this reignition support package by psychologists that can be there for people that really are just needing help. And then a whole host of additional resources that you can see there, Theron. You know, I'm very excited about this reignition support package because I think if we can get organizations to actually take hold of something like this, invest in something like this, it's going to help to really just reignite everyone together in the right direction, achieving the goals simultaneously, rather than, you know, this kind of clash and conflicting needs that people will face. I think we're going to see a whole lot of fantastic outcomes and better organizations on the other side than they were when they went into lockdown.
So just to jump in here, what Mark has just been sharing about is a very specific angled approach that we are taking at Migro to be able to support organizations. And of course, organizations are made up of people. And so this is essentially us just saying, this is what we are trying to do to offer support and help as you endeavor to reignite during this phase of reintegration. We're very aware of these needs. We've said a number of times, EQ and the global set of competencies that form emotional intelligence, those are the things we need for all of life. And this moment right now is a very concentrated form of all of life. So it's even, not that it's more needed now than ever before, but it's definitely needed now, and maybe even more than ever before. So this package is to help you grow those competencies to be able to handle what we're going to be facing in the next couple of months as we go forward. If you want to get access to that.
Let me jump in, Theron. You know, this has come, I think, as a result of a lot of people asking, how are we going to reintegrate and how are we going to reignite our organization and our workforce? And this is really a response of a comprehensive package that people can get either for themselves, if they are responsible for an organization, or they can get it to send through to their organizations. And the way people can go about doing that is, of course, to send an email to hello@migro.me. We can send through all of those resources so that your organization can take advantage of that.
Perfect. Well, that's pretty much, I think, all we need from you today, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode.
Thanks,
again.
Darren.
It's like old times. Any final thoughts you'd like to add before I say goodbye to you and wrap up today's episode?
Yeah, I just want to echo what you alluded to earlier, which is just that there really is an exciting time now to reset a new kind of future. You know, it's already been set in motion for a lot of organizations. But either what's going to happen, in my opinion, is organizations are going to stumble and fall with this clash of needs, or they're going to literally leverage some of this energy, as you've said, to align the vectors and to be able to create a future that is far superior to than what we had before. So I'm really excited about what's going to be coming up ahead.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Mark.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, that was Mark giving us some advice, a bit of an overview of what it is we can expect to face in this new current season as we try and reintegrate, but not just reintegrate, as we try and reignite ourselves, align ourselves with our organizations, with our people, to be able to reignite and get some really good forward movement. So what can you expect from this webinar series? You're sort of heading now into webinar 3.0. And from the next episode, we're going to be into a new season. And there's going to be some change. Now's a moment of change. So let me just outline a couple of the changes. The one change is we're going to be taking quite a focused view on this whole idea of reintegrating and reigniting for this moment. We're going to be looking at how do we do that well to really set ourselves up. Now, of course, that we're going to have different guests that are on at different times. And one of the dynamics there is that we're going to be trying to, it's not going to be non-relevant to people who are not working, but we're going to try and take a bit of an angled approach to just answer some questions of how do we do this well so that we can get our companies, our work, our different organizational dynamics, how can we do this well together? And of course, there will be applications that are well beyond just our work context, but that's the focus we're going to take. One more very significant change is that we are shifting to a 4 p.m. live stream, not an 11 o'clock live stream, a 4 p.m. live stream. Of course, don't forget that as soon as the live stream is done, the episodes are available online. So if 11 o'clock really works for you, you can catch it the next morning. You can set the time aside, go into the playlists or on one of whichever platform you watch it on, and you can watch the reruns then, and of course, anytime after that. But we're going to be shifting to a 4 p.m. We have received a lot of feedback that 11 o'clock isn't the best time for a lot of people. It's sort of right in the middle of their some task or something that they're involved in their workday. So we're shifting it to 4 o'clock for now. We're going to be committing to 2 more weeks, so 10 more episodes, and we'll see what happens from there. But that's what we're going to be doing. And then, of course, the resources that we have made available, we're going to continue to make available. And the way to get those is on the Migro platform. I reminded you earlier how to sign up and get your free trial. And, of course, you can go to that COVID-19 tab, and you can see where those additional resources are. And they're stacking up. There's quite a few of them now. Okay, so that's pretty much it for today's episode. I want to encourage you that as we head into the future, it's actually exciting. It's an exciting time for us. And we can reignite in such a way that really puts power and effort and energy and momentum into a forward direction that will yield fruit. We really do believe that the things that we have made available during this series are helpful. And I hope you do too. And if so, please, could you help us to help others? Please, could you follow us on Instagram? Please, could you follow us, like us, share our posts on Facebook, share them on Instagram, and sign up if you haven't yet signed up for this webinar. Then go to Wellbeing in COVID-19 and register yourself so that you can get the daily updates. And of course, share that page as well. Please do everything you can to help us gain as much momentum and traction so that these tips and tricks and tools and resources and this advice can be made available to a wider audience. You may be in this alone. You may be in this with others. Well, you're not in it alone. That's my point. You may be going through this alone, or you may be going through this with others, but we are all in this together, even if we are in this differently. And I have hope and I have optimism for a future that is going to be better than the present and a future that is going to be better than the past. So keep leaning in, keep focusing on mental health, physical health, social health, and we will get better. I will see you in the next episode, the first episode of this webinar series 3.0. See you then.